This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. I hope you enjoyed this last program has aired the last 4 days. This could be the last year that I'd be able to play a message like that. It was entitled The Falling Away of the USA. I actually heard back from a bunch of people, and I appreciate your comments, and thanks for listening. So look at six things. That's what's happened in this country to get us to the place that we're in right now. And to be honest, I'm not sure how long a message like that would be able to play. Now, if you missed it, I invite you to go to a couple of different places to hear it. If you're on Facebook, I invite you to go to WGOD Radio. It's a fan page, Facebook page. Like the page. It's broken up in four parts, each one that aired on the radio. You can download it from your computer or play it right there. You can go to my website, wgodradio.com. If you're not into any of that jazz, you can call me here, 632-1000, or you could email me if you do have email, paul@wmiefm.com. I can mail you out the CD, and you can hear this message, The Falling Away of the United States. That's what's aired since Thursday of last week. Now, here it is, Wednesday. I want to invite you out to Island Community Church tonight, our Bible study. We are looking at the woman with the spirit of Python and then Paul and Silas thrown into jail for preaching Christ. That's Acts chapter 16. That's where we're at tonight from 6 to 7. You are cordially invited. Love to see you. Love to perhaps meet you for the first time. 6 o'clock. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, 6 to 7, 7:15 at the latest. Sunday morning, my sermon is Mark chapter 4. I've been taking 16 weeks to go through 16 chapters. This week is chapter 4, and we're looking at the parable of the sower this week. And we'll be partaking of Holy Communion this week. You're invited. Love to see you. Once again, 1000 North Banana River Drive, if you live in the area, Merritt Island, Sunday morning at 10:30. Love to see you. I'd love to meet you if I've never met you before. Here today, we're also in the book of Acts, and we've been looking at this Simon Magus. You know the name Magus, intelligent man, intelligent. This is intelligence, another word for wise. And now we're getting into the same Greek word. Magos, that's singular, whereas magi is plural. Reminds you of the Christmas story, right? The magi, the three wise men that followed the star, which led them to the Messiah. You know, you're always wondering how they did it. Well, you know, how did they know? Well, one of the reasons I think they knew that is because that they were familiar with the prophecy of Daniel, because they were Persians as well. We believe that. We believe that they were from the same kingdom that Daniel gave that famous prophecy in chapter 9, the prophecy of the 70 weeks. 70 weeks are determined for you and your people. And they knew that. And I believe that they knew They knew when this was, they knew roundabout when this time was going to be. 483 years, 69 weeks to is a week of years. And they knew that. I believe that at least. So here, Simon Magus, we just saw what happened to him. When Peter said to him, your money perish right along with you. That's Acts chapter 8, where it says, then Simon himself believed, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip, and he was amazed, seeing the miracles and the signs which were done. And now, verse 14, I want to look here at these Samaritans. Now, when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who, when they had come down, they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he had fallen upon none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Now, let me stop there for a minute, and then we'll see what happened to Simon. But this text, many times, is used by some Christians who believe that you can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit as something separate from what happens when you believe, because all believers have the Holy Spirit, because the Bible says as much. 1 Corinthians 12:13, for by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. So, and Ephesians 4, there's one baptism. Romans 8:9, it says anyone who does not have the Spirit of God is not his. So all Christians, let's be very plain here. The Bible is exact. It's precise. It leaves no shadow of a doubt whatsoever. Every Christian has the Holy Spirit. Now, I know some of my charismatic brothers, they don't dispute that at all. They believe all Christians have the Holy Spirit. But they believe that the baptism of the Holy Spirit sometimes comes later on people, sometimes much later. And this is one of the texts that they use to show that. Here's some people assuming that they're Christians, and they didn't have the Holy Spirit yet. So the first thing, now, let me say, I don't agree with that because I don't believe in super Christians. I don't believe that any one Christian is better than anyone else. I don't buy that. I believe that all Christians, well, it says in Colossians 2:10, it says, and you are complete in him. I don't believe that one Christian is better than you or has more of God than you. Really, the question is the other way. It's how much of you does God have? And this is why we see sometimes some Christians that are just on fire and full of the Holy Ghost, and others that just don't seem to give a rip. The key thing here to look at is Samaritan. When the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria, now, hearing that word Samaria, you have to understand, these were the Osama bin Ladens of their time, the dreaded Samaritans. They hated the Samaritans. Think of that word. The Lord Jesus says, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he was at that place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. Verse 33, but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, he came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. Now, you've got no idea the impact that this parable of the Good Samaritan, when they said, who is my brother? The impact that this had on them, that this Samaritan, out of all these, was the one that had compassion on the person who had fallen among thieves. Samaritan was an absolute hated person. They were considered half-breeds by these self-righteous Jews. John chapter 4, verse 5, then cometh he to a city of Samaria called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Joseph's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus by the well. And it was about the sixth hour, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, Get me a drink, or give me a drink. For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest a drink of me, who is a Samaritan woman? For the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. John chapter 4, verse 9. Now imagine that. Think of the Samaritans, the modern-day parallel, Samaria and Osama bin Laden. Samaria and Osama bin Laden. So now, someone comes to the apostles and tells them that the Samaritans were now believers. In today's vernacular, that's the equivalent of saying that ISIS and Iran have come to the faith. Now, what would you do if you heard that? Well, these ISIS people, they've come to the faith. Or Osama bin Laden is now a Christian. What would you do? So to authenticate this, the church, let's say the church would send, it doesn't matter what denomination, let's say the church would send, I'll pick Billy Graham and Kenneth Copeland. Those are two respected people. The church sends Billy Graham and Kenneth Copeland and David Jeremiah down to Samaria to check this out. Everyone follow me here? Now, when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word, they sent to them Billy and Charles and Kenneth, who, when they had come down, they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he had fallen on none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Okay. This is why the Holy Spirit delayed his usual working of falling on the believer immediately upon confession of faith or believing in your heart, as we're about to see in chapter 10 when Peter gets to the household of Cornelius. You see, these people, the church would not believe that their own modern day ISIS and Osama bin Laden would come to the faith. They wouldn't believe that. They hated. These people were absolute unaccepted, not accepted by the church, apostates, half-breeds, and had nothing to do with them. For them to believe that a Samaritan had come to the faith, they were going to have to send the heads of the church there. So that's what they did. They sent the heads of the church there. They sent the apostles there, Peter and John, I believe. They laid hands on them, and then they spoke in tongues. And then they knew without a shadow of a doubt that God's plan included even the Samaritans. And that is why I believe that the Samaritans did not receive the Holy Spirit like others did when we find in the book of Acts. And that's why them being filled with the Holy Spirit and the evidences of which speaking in tongues, that's why this took place at a later date from them, because the heads of the church had to be there to witness this with their own eyes. We're out of time. Be back tomorrow with another program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.